Yo, what's cracking, guys? You read that title correctly. We're doing some more 90 Day Fiancé. So Entertainment Tonight posted this. That means they have a fucking host that interjects in between the show. Why would anybody ever have a show like that? The title is Angela Explodes on Liz and Big Ed Takes Her Side. Angela is hotter. I'm just kidding. They're both dogs. I can't wait to see how he takes her side. He always fucks up. Never seen him take a W. Only time we saw him win was when he cheated during that therapy game. I don't watch these before I talk shit about them, obviously, so let's find out how this goes.
Now, bitch, you run your mouth and I'm not it.
I'm not running my mouth.
I'm not it. When did I talk to you?
When I see somebody acting like that, I'm like, clearly you're overcompensating for something. Don't you ever fucking talk to me like that. Whoa. Why is everything offensive to you? Looking at Angela is offensive. She's a walking terrorist attack.
You got what you deserved. That's what you got. You deserve that.
Did he really just say that to his fiance?
Yeah, he did, bitch. Now shut up. Entertainment Tonight. How much you paying this bitch? Half. I'll do it for half.
Angela doesn't have to live her life on guard and ready for someone to come at her. There's other choices that can also help her to deal with conflict.
If anybody just realized that it was a her thing, surprise. Yeah, not everything has to be an argument. I don't even get why you'd want to live that way. Like, I've never seen her have a good time except when we saw Michael give her cake.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you a bitch.
And, please, Kelly, try to shut the up, and
Hold on one second.
If you don't remember what that's from, I did an episode on it. It's where Big Ed showed her his penis. We like to call that cock comedy. It's not really around anymore. You know what I'm saying? You can't show your dick on stage when you're doing stand-up. I've tried. I'm just kidding. People will be like, why is he like a Ken doll? I don't see a dick. That skin tag is his penis?
Please, Kelly, it ain't. Stop. I love you, Kelly.
I mean, I got water splashed in my face.
I didn't mean to splash in your face.
Liz, you were an accomplice to Ed's stupid shit he says, so you got a little bit of splash damage. It's all right. How he acts is kind of your fault. It's not, but let's just say it is.
Like, I need to defend my man. I get it.
You did, you
but, like, we can't talk about, like, oh, he called me a cheater, and then you admit to cheating. Like, we all got to own up to our own.
God damn, he is so big. That is how I feel like I look. I'm so serious. Is that not uncomfortable? He might be the most round person I've ever seen. How do you believe in flat earth when we have planet-sized people?
Just you two talk.
Okay.
No, you talk with your... You
can't talk, and I'm sorry. I love you, Andrew, but you speak over everybody.
Oh, bitch, don't go there, mother...
So glad it's about to be the weekend. Yeah, I get a break from Angela. Jesus, stupid people. You just talk over everybody. What the fuck did you just say? You're doing it. Point proven? Is she getting so upset because she's right?
I call you a bitch because I will straighten your now. My got the right one now.
Why do you have so much testosterone and not a penis? She's so angry. It wasn't even that bad what she said. She just said something that's objectively true. This woman is so insecure. Like, Angela gives off such insecure man energy.
Don't walk away now. I'm not Ed. I took up for you and Ed. Do not.
I'm being very calm.
Listen, if you're gonna run that mouth, you back. I don't deserve what you just said.
What? I don't deserve what you just said? What does that even mean? I don't deserve? You don't deserve anything. What the fuck? This is called life, bitch. You're on TV. You really don't deserve any of this. Why are you even here? People pointed that out in the comment section. This is for couples. She's alone, which is foreshadowing how she's gonna die alone.
I ain't said talk to me. That was Molly. No, bitch.
Angie.
No, go.
The only one who's mad right now is you.
No, bitch. You.
Facts, but also I feel like Angela would get mad if somebody called her bitch as many times as she's calling Liz. I hate people like that. Actually, a lot of women are like that, to be honest. They'll call each other bitch, but I'm like, yeah, what's up, bitch? And she'd be like, don't call me that. I'm like, sorry, madame.
Yes. Liz said, the only person who is mad right now is you.
Great commentary. Now, what did Angela say? Can you repeat that? I didn't just fucking hear it.
The only one who's mad right now is you.
No, bitch, you run your mouth and I'm not it.
I'm not running my mouth.
I'm not it.
When did I talk to you?
I wouldn't even know what to do in this situation. I'd probably kiss the guy. Like, why else are you getting that close? This is insane behavior, because I guarantee you she comes from a place where everybody has a weapon. I need somebody to link me one of those therapists or psychologists who break these people down. I need to know everything about Angela. Why is she acting like this? This is not a good way for anybody to act, especially a woman. Fuck around and say this to the wrong guy. We're stronger.
When did I over talk you? I sat there and let you talk.
Shh. Like she's an angry elephant, which isn't far off from the truth. Because her skin definitely looks like it's never left the African heat.
And let you talk. I sat there and took up you. When did I over talk you? Now cry now.
Ed, get between them. This is your bitch. You are, you might not be stronger than Angela, actually. Because I feel like the only strong part of No Neck Ed is his neck and calves. He's got to carry all that weight. If I was him, I would have got in between him and been like, bitch, shut up. What are you going to fight her right here? I'm right here. But we already know that No Neck Ed agrees with Angela. Has he never heard of happy wife, happy life? Jesus Christ, lie a little bit.
Cry now. Cry now, bitch.
Nobody's crying.
I choked up.
Liz is like, what is going on? And what is Ed trying to do with the towel?
Cry now. Cry now, bitch.
Nobody's crying.
I choked up for you, bitch. Oh, yeah.
We've got guests here.
Let's go.
If you didn't know anything about this TV show and I just showed you this clip, you'd be like, I have a feeling she's going through something like she's the only single one there or something. Like, imagine what Angela is going through internally if this is how she's acting externally. Like, still being aggressive, even when the other person's like, I don't care, is crazy behavior. That's Conor McGregor anger. You know when he, like, threw the stuff at the bus? He wasn't in the area when he got angry. He had to take a fucking private plane to go do that. Conor McGregor anger. Staying angry through a private plane? There's probably a lot of blow involved in that, to be honest. What is an orange bitch? Is this a racial term I do not know? Is like Angela trying to get screen time? Is she just leaning into this behavior because it's rewarded through TLC? If I could drop this microphone, I would.
I ain't never talked over that mother. I'm tired of bull. Dad says some up, man. But I understand him. I really do. And I was trying to stop him. That's why I splashed him and it got in her eye. I was saving her man when she should have been saving him.
Yeah, you did a great job de-escalating, Angela. I helped save Ed. And then I put his wife's life in danger. It's called being a family.
And then Liz gets out the pool for no reason. And she turns around on me. Like, bitch, what?
That's how you saw that. All she did was say to you what you literally did. You splashed water in her face. You even said you did.
Call my goddamn husband.
I'm fucking pissed. I'm gonna call my husband and yell at him. Show me y'all Instagram, Michael.
Meanwhile, Ed tells Liz she never takes up for him, and Angela gave her what she deserved.
You deserve that. Ask Chillin. I'm serious. She was inappropriate. But you...
Yeah. Is he out of breath? Is he laughing? I hate how he talks. You... Also, his nipple's out.
But someone who cares so much about...
Is he laughing or trying to catch his breath?
Yeah, you have no idea how mad that just made me. Oh my God. Did I say a civilian thought out loud? Am I not peeling back the layers of the comedy onion enough? Fuck! Is this just not proof that they should hire me? I've got better delivery and better facial hair. She might be a little bit more likable though, but everybody on 90 Day Fiancé isn't likable.
She was inappropriate, but you...
Yeah, but someone who cares so much about my safety didn't care, and I'm the one who was
Liz,
calm.
Liz, you brought that on
also,
yourself.
I'm here for you. No,
you brought that on yourself. Even if she was in the wrong, she'd still be on her side and then talk to her about it afterwards. Especially if she's in danger from some crazy southern lady. They eat people, right?
You're not.
Can
you're
we
not
ask
here.
One question.
You're never
and
here from
you
me.
You cut him off so fast.
Liz, you were never here from
you
me.
You sat there and complained.
No.
Everybody called me a cheater today, but then you confessed to cheating and I literally had to sit there.
At a game. Not in a relationship.
It's not a game.
I almost paused when she said he cheated. I'm glad he was like, at the game. Who gives a fuck? Did she cheat on Nona? Makes sense. How could you not? He's so cheatable. He's like a fat little dumpling. I just want to dip him in hot grease. I can't tell if I'm just hungry or if this little bickering is just fucking annoying. Like, it's just an argument. Somebody hit somebody.
It was a game. It was a little. It was a little therapeutic game.
I sat there quiet the whole time.
You got your ass served to you. That had nothing to do with me. That was you.
I'm the only one who's home.
No, you're not.
Someone has your back.
She got him there, Doug. That's also a crazy thing to say to somebody when they say they're calm and you're like, no, you're not. You are not the way you feel. I know better. It must be hard to be No-Neck-Ed, not just because of his looks and his demeanor, but how his projections are just so clear. And his tattoo on his shoulder is a couple angles off from a swastika.
What do you think was the challenge that occurred last night in your behavior?
I'm kind of a bitch. You feel me, sister? Sometimes I just gotta be a bitch. Cause I'm that bitch. Unless somebody calls me a bitch.
I just get sick of Liz playing the victim. When Liz made that comment, like, all night you've talked over me. It just reminded me of Michael, like, you're just lying dead in my damn face.
This is the only time I've heard you not yell. Oh, it reminded you of Michael? Did it remind you of how alone you are right now? Ha ha.
Angela goes on to open up about how her life experience has caused her to live life on guard.
Michael's lied so much, he's traumatized me.
So it was her tone and her body language and what she was saying that was triggering.
Yes, and made me go in defense. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I worked at the prison.
Angela's working at the prison. You know she's getting fucked at that prison. She's a CO. What is she doing at the prison? Front desk lady? Now it makes sense why she's acting like this. She's got fucking PTSD. Somebody, please comment down below what she meant by, I work at a prison. I get that it could literally mean that, but what does she do? Because it's a pretty fucking intense job, depending on what it is. You know she's slinging contraband, come on. Sell a pack of cigarettes for $50. Get out of here. What were we talking about? Mm.
So that's something that I always take with me everywhere too.
Yeah. This was giving prison guard.
Oh, the stupid bitch host just told me she was a prison guard. Well, I guess that was helpful. That is such a certain personality type. Because, like, that job doesn't make sense. If you just think about it, you're a prison guard. Where do you spend most of your time? At work? Is she going to go to prison? And for her to be doing it, I'm looking at her completely different now. Do you know how much shit you've got to deal with being a prison guard? I don't, but I do follow this guy who talks a lot about prison. All I've learned so far is to not pick up the candy bar that is left on your bed because that means a guy now owns your asshole.
For real.
When did I f***ing over f***ing talk to you? I have a problem with trying to express my words. I don't have the comfort everybody has. I don't have no one to help me stop when I get upset.
You're 130 years old. You've got yourself. Okay. You've lived through three generations of Americans. Fucking grow up.
It feels difficult. You're here in a couple's retreat and part of your couple isn't here.
Sounds like she shouldn't be there then. Oh, they're on a what? A couple's retreat. Oh. She lost weight. She's not the size of two people, now just one and a half.
Long distance relationships are hard, especially with the amount of time the two of you have been apart.
This is why relationships are hard. Because you're on a couple's retreat without him. That's why relationships are so difficult. I hope that helped you guys out if you're going through any turmoil in any relationship you're having. Couples retreats are difficult.
Angela doesn't have to live her life on guard and ready for someone to come at her. There's other choices that can also help her to deal with conflict in a more constructive way so that she can have loving relationships and that she doesn't feel like she's so alone in life because she also is not so much focusing on keeping things at bay, but she can also let love in.
Yeah, and stop making everybody fucking hate her. You know, it's not really that much. She just has to just go, I'm getting angry, okay, stop. Am I wrong? Probably feels alone because she's just pushing everybody away. Like, why would you want to be around this fucking monster? This bitch got new teeth and she's on international television and miserable.
Maybe I have some fixing to do too, maybe.
He thinks he's God's gift to the world, and he's really not.
Okay, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings for that. But it's not, this wasn't like a life-saving game. It was a game.
All of these are supposed to be taken seriously.
Liz, it was.
You cheated me out of an experience.
No one cheated you out
yesterday.
Of anything.
Yes, because you were supposed to be my partner. We're supposed to take this seriously. So you're not taking therapy seriously, Ed.
The taking experience away from me comment kind of made me cringe. I'm not going to lie to you. It is hard to take it seriously when there's other couples also performing the game and it's televised. Does that have a fucking butterfly tattoo? Ha, gay. But yeah, you guys should seek your own therapy on your own time. Like, in what world is a couple's getaway gonna fix any relationship? There should be a Tiago TLC, a TV show called Couples Retreat, where I break couples up. Where do I sign?
You couldn't even let me guide you yesterday in a game. You want me to have your back? Ed, it is so hard. You drown me emotionally. You don't ever let me speak. I'm shocked that I even got words out right now with you. And it's all because I had to tell you to shut up to let me speak.
This is a little annoying, but we're going to keep it pushing. It's almost over. Do you think he took any of that in, or was he just waiting for her to stop talking so he could talk?
I'm sorry.
Told ya. The pause, he was like, oh, wait, fuck. Wait. Okay, now this will work. Oh, right. It is over. Not their relationship, sadly. Or Ed's life, just the clip we were talking about. Angela's insane. The fact that she's even mic'd up and allowed on camera is insulting. I hate hearing her speak. Not once have I ever heard her say something and me go, ah, good point. Wow, glad that wasted my time. Should she be that mad about the couple's therapy thing? Or is that kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back? Or the dumpling that broke the camel's back. It's crazy. Ed does not act how he looks. He should be jolly and nice to everybody. Everybody could bully him for his lunch money. He's not safe anywhere. He should be acting like Angela. Him fucking squaring up with everybody would be hilarious because they would fight. It would actually happen. A lot of guys would love to hit No Neck Ed. And I hate that I called him Big Ed a couple of times. But I love you. Thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. I appreciate you so fucking much. Yo, do you like the new camera quality and audio quality? Patreon.com/WineBoxPoppy. If I've ever made you laugh, that's the best way to support because YouTube fucking hates swear words a lot. Somebody called me a child because I called them swear words. Curse words. It just sounds wrong. They're swears. Don't make me insecure. My fragile masculinity. But I don't get why they hate swear words, because there's a kids app, and these are also marked not for children. Plus, I've seen swears in advertisements before. What the fuck is going on here? But more importantly, TLC loves to copyright claim my videos, even though it falls under fair use law, bitch. They literally take my revenue because I use their content for a reaction video, which I legally can do. I could use every single video they've ever made ever into one video and react to it, and I can, and it would be fine. Those fucking idiots. They only make $120,000 a month on YouTube, though, so I get why they would have to take my revenue. Somebody's gotta eat. Cunts! But like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy and TLC copyright claiming the shit out of my tight little sweetness, patreon.com/WineBoxPoppy. But if you can or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.